difference between a shuffle and 12/8. It's simply a matter of tempo. When it's a shuffle, when you're in A minor, you know, then your eighth notes is, you know, it's eighth notes, right? One and two and three. You know, so play those for a minute, just so I know you know what I'm talking about. And then as the tempo slows down, now you could start digging in to the trip. Like, if I do the exact same thing, but slow it down, so instead of, now it's, and if you do eighth notes, it's one, and two, and three, and four, and right. So, just, but it's a little slow and we want to go faster, so what do you do? Well, now you can access the other part of the triplet. When it was faster, you didn't notice that there was a missing part of the triplet. Maybe you did, but I'm just saying. When it's faster, you got one and two and three and four and one and two and three. There's a missing part of the triplet, but it goes by so fast you don't hear it. It's one triplet, two triplet, three triplet, four triplet, one triplet, two triplet, three triplet, four. I can't even say it. And so the if you say triplet on each beat, one triplet, two triplet, so the syllable trip is the masked one that's not there, right? So when you're playing eighth notes, it's really one, let two, let three, let four, let one, you know, like that. But when I slow it down, now you could access all three parts of the triplet. Like one, you just eighth notes would be one, let two, let three, let four, but now you could go one triplet, two triplet, trip. Right? So that's how you do. You can do all triplets, or you can do some eighth notes, right? So let me hear some of that, like some eighth notes and some triplet. Okay. Putting that all together, you got. Like that necessarily, but you could stick them in, like, however you like to put them in. So just try it like that.